This episode is sponsored by the letter T and the word cornucopia and brought to you by Tattoo TV and Absurd Sounds. Granny wants rice pudding and loving.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
What?
And now, our feature presentation.
Hey, this is Tim from On Second Watch, and you're listening to the Tattoo Squid Podcast.
Hey, folks, this is Dre, Tattoo Squid Podcast, or you just want to call me Squid. Just want to be talking to you about different stuff. This is episode 3 or 4? I'm not sure. To be honest, I have no idea. I'm doing this on my phone. I was going to try doing it on a computer with the studio thing, but Anchor has some weird thing of, you know, doing this podcast, Spotify for podcasters, you know. It doesn't have the same stuff I'm doing up on my phone, so hopefully we can try to do something really cool on this. Which I've done that in the beginning, but yeah. Basically, I want to start off, how do we get our last names? You know, like our generally last names. I mean, honestly, it starts off, I think, in Japan or Korea in 1901, where they started the last names. But, you know, last names come about in many different ways, though. You know, some start off with a name with the father and a mother. For instance, like Marcus O'Brien, you know, Marcus of, you know, from whatever you're from, you put that in there, Brian. Some began with the name of the city, state, or area, which is crazy. You know, it's like, imagine, you know, Joe, Louisiana, or, you know, Bob, you know, Montana, or, you know, Sydney, California, you know. Or it could be the area which they were born, you know, which could be, you know, the suburbs. Hey, you know, hey, Bobby Suburbs. You know, Leonardo da Vinci, you know, was from the city of Vinci. So, Leonardo da Vinci, the Vinci. So, surnames developed in the rest of Europe starting in the 11th century. Yeah, you know, just jot some stuff down. So I just got Norman barons brought them to England after the invasion of 1066. That must be some fucking crazy fucking war, because I never even heard of it. About an invasion? Could it be aliens? Did we have aliens back then? I don't. Who knows? Most of these surnames grew organically from one of the following characteristics. Lineage, you know, like Queen Elizabeth, you know, the queen, king and queens, they got lineage, you know, I mean, we all got lineage somewhere, it goes far back as the eye or the mind can go through. Another one is patronymic or matronymic. Surnames originated from the father and mother's name, which I mentioned that before, and which is a good thing to know. What's also a good thing to know is Orion and the Dark, which is a Netflix movie, cartoon version, you know, which is very good. I like it. It starts off with Orion that is scared of his own fucking shadow. It's like timid about every fucking thing. But then it comes across, you know, the Dark, which is like an entity, like kind of like a Grim Reaper looking type of guy. Creeps up in the kid's bedroom, which a lot of other guys will get arrested for that shit. But, you know, then they become somewhat friends, and he takes them on a journey at different places, meets, you know, like, other entities, you know, like the Sandman, or, you know, somebody that puts people to sleep, and they sleep nicely, have dreams. There's, like, the alarm clock. There's, like, certain other things going on. which I forgot what the name is for. I should have wrote this shit down. But this is me, folks. I always go off the cuff. But this is a really good cartoon movie. Fun, relaxing for a Saturday. Especially yesterday being dreary as fuck. You know, but then also it's a good transition, you know, because the transition was going from that to a crossover. Now, crossovers, I'd love to see some good crossovers. It's really fun, you know, especially if you put Thundercats and, you know, you put Thundercats and you put Silverhawks together, which if people don't know, Thundercats, you know, it's like group of cats, you know, that are like human-like, cat-like. With names like Liono, Panthro, Tigra, Chitara, which is hot. Wile E. Cat. Their little nanny, Snarf. Which they have three other countrymen, they call them. Pumaira, Lingso, and Bengot. Which, you know, it's all pretty much names after cats. Ironic, isn't it? But they battle the evil Mumm-Ra, which is a guy wrapped up in, obviously, Mumm-Ra as a mummy. And he has, like, the stupid, you know, idiotic henchmen that, in their own right, they do crazy stuff. But with Mumm-Ra, they get more powerful as it is. But then you go above. Now, I'm thinking that the Silverhawks, which they are in Hawk Haven, which is like this boulder kind of like meteor thing with a base on it that has a hawk on it, you know, and it's still hawk, so like they're made of metal, made of steel, partly metal, what's that to go, partly metal, you know, but they're still human in the metal. You got Quicksilver, Steel Wheel, Steel Heart, which are two twins, they're bro and sister. The Comet Kid, which it's like an alien from a different place, you know, that whistles. Colonel Bluegrass, which flies the Mirage. And then they go against Monstar. And his group, you know, Molecular, Melodia, Jackhammer, Mumbo Jumbo, and Hacksaw? No, not Hacksaw. I forgot what the name is. Hardwire. Or something like that. But, you know, they fight each other up in space. Now, that would be funny if Mumm-Ra and Monstar team up with their group. And then they try to take over the planet down below. But then the Silverhawks come around and team up with the Thundercats. That would be a cool fucking movie extravaganza. You know, it also would be cool if you do a live action. Well, live action of that, but then you have a live action of Knight Rider crossing over with Airwolf. Think about it. Knight Rider does the groundwork. Airwolf does the, we call it, you know, the, oh shit, what the hell is it called? The air. Yeah, that's what it was. I'm losing it, folks. But that would be a cool feature kind of thing. Usually I put a lot more emphasis and a lot of more oomph into this, but I usually have guests. Now, if anybody wants to be a guest on the show, it's easy. Just go and, you know, just go and reach out. You know, reach out on Twitter at Podcast Tattoo Squid, or you can reach out and message me on Instagram, you know, tattoosquid.podcast, or just go to the Linktree, you know, go Linktree/TattooSquidPodcast, has all the links in there, different stuff, merch, you could buy stuff on there, you can send money if you want, you know, I'm not going to turn away from, you know, some money, you know, good tips, you know, like a bartender. Think of me as a bartender as well. You know, but I'm not serving drinks because I don't really drink anymore, which is so sad. I always wanted to drink. Rum and Cokes. Oh, the rum and Cokes. Especially Castillo rum. That was some good shit. But I also tried, there was like some wacky rum thing since we didn't have no Castillo rum at the bar. And we used this different rum. And your boy Squid here, we got sick for like 2 days straight, which never really do. You know, I get hangovers, but you know, I cure that with pasta. You know, any kind of pasta. It could be pizza, it could be, you know, penne al vodka. It could be anything that's like cheesy. Gets that stuff down. Maybe ramen noodles. But, and I think there's a ramen noodles flavored soda, I think it is. I believe, because they got a whole bunch of shit. You know, they got bacon soda, they got, not baking soda, but bake-in soda, you know, like the drink. Salad dressing drinks. Hot sauce drinks, you know, even Pringles, they got some crazy shit. You know, like hot dog flavored Pringles. I would try that. I know, I'm going on and on. I know, it's been 10 minutes already, and I'm kind of like running out of stuff here. Again, you know, Anchor, you know, got bought out or transitioned to Spotify for podcasters, which kind of took away my whole format thing here. But let's see how it goes with this, folks. Yeah, if you like it, give a like, you know, follow, all that good shit. Yeah, and just give your opinion. Yeah. All right, folks, take it easy. Have a good night. It's Sunday. Nobody doesn't really want to go on Monday for work, but you have to. You had to get the money, you know. And if you can be able to, like, donate a little bit of that money towards the Squid, it'd be good. I'm not begging, but, you know, I need some extra cash, folks. But that's about it. No, but I'm kidding. If you want, you can just send it. I just need to get a P.O. box, and then you can just send me some cool shit. I could talk about it. So, all right, folks. Take it easy.
Shut that motherfucker!
Goodbye, everyone. I'll remember you all in therapy.
That's all, folks.
Oh, son of a bitch!